Imagine if at the end of your life, every photo, video, and recording you made was stored in one giant room. Now, imagine if you were a writer given the key to that room and told to make sense of it all. Here's today's bookmark.
My name is Ross Gay. My latest book is The Book of Delights. And I want to talk about Jean Smith Sink by Sam Stevenson. Jean Smith Sink is a book ostensibly about major American photographer Eugene Smith, but it's really about research and about archiving and about the archive. What this photographer Jean Smith did, we learn in the book, is he collected everything and he documented everything and he recorded everything. And so the process of writing the book for Sam Stevenson was about going through the audio tapes, photographs, loads and loads of archival material. The kind of form that I think the book takes is something that I kind of call lyric biography, where it kind of veers around inside and out of the intense work of Eugene Smith. Stevenson does this beautiful job of sort of trying to find, knowing it's impossible, trying to follow what Eugene Smith was following. Yeah, some beautiful, impossible lyric task that he's undertaking. There's something about following the mind on its, you know, path sometimes, because I feel like a lot of the way that we organize our thinking and organize our thoughts into a book has a lot to do with pruning things into something that we consider coherent. But I love the idea that there's a different kind of coherence that does not take the shape that we normally think as coherence, but rather takes the shape maybe of what the mind does, the traveling that the mind does. There's this moment in this book where Stevenson, the writer, is listening to some of these audio tapes, and I think there were thousands of hours of these things, maybe. Definitely hundreds, but I think thousands of hours. And he heard someone whistle, and he knew that that whistle was the whistle of a bird down in like North Carolina or something. So then he was like, you'd have to know that particular bird whistle to make that whistle. And then he does, you know, he kind of veers off and figures out who it is that would have been visiting, who would be from there. And it's just like so attuned and following those kinds of clues, which you can imagine that can take you a lot of places.
Books take us all kinds of places. Ross Gay is a poet and author of The Book of Delights. He was talking about Jean Smith's Sink by Sam Stevenson. I'm Anne Strainchamps. Bookmarks are tiny true stories by authors about books they love, books they can't forget. Listen to more at ttbook.org/bookmarks.
PRX.